She stood in the deserted car park of the Ploughman's and watched the mist swirling in the orange glow of the street lamps. This is a waste of time, she thought. I should head home, get to bed. Then she heard a shout in the distance. A shout? No, more like a howl. Was it an animal? A fox, maybe? Caught in a trap? No, there it was again, and this time clearly human. Somewhere down by the river, the sound mournful, complaining, drifting into the night. Was it Josh? She had to know. She climbed back in the car and drove off towards the bridge. A thin moon had risen over the hills behind Cheringham, and she could just pick out the shape of the fields running down to the river. But as she headed out of the village, she saw the mist thicken down in the valley ahead, a solid, cloudy layer running from where the Thames curved in from the north to where it ran past the village itself, the chilly water hitting the hot summer air.